Hey everybody, it's Walker. So this is the last episode of the season. Believe it or not, we are wrapping on season 6. This is a little bit longer of an episode than usual, but since it's the season finale, I figured who's counting. You'll also notice that I've included many questions by Douglas, who, what can I say? He asks really smart questions in class, so hope you enjoy this. And don't panic, we'll be back with season 7 early in the summer. There are many ways to stay connected in the meantime, even though we'll be between seasons. First of all, you can always sign up for our bonus content. And, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday. We should have come up with a name for this. Like the I don't need any bonus content membership or something stupidly clever like that. Anyway, the way you do that is you have to listen to the podcast on Spotify, on the Spotify app, and there you can subscribe to all the bonus content. When you do that, you'll get access to the entire back catalog that includes audio and video bonus episodes. And then Milton will be teaching over the next few months. He'll be doing a 4-week virtual session about character starting March 2nd. So that's beginning next week. Beginning this Saturday and running through March 23rd. Takes place as usual on Saturdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time. He will then be in Berlin doing a 1-week intensive at the Schott Acting Studio. And then he'll be in Paris in the month of May. Actually, we'll both be in Paris. And we haven't yet firmed up the details, what we're actually going to do. But stay tuned to the podcast, and we'll keep you posted here for any and all events that in the upcoming months. So if you're interested in any of these, just reach out to me directly. Questionsformilton@gmail.com is the email. And wishing you a wonderful spring, and we'll see you soon.
Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
Douglas has, how many entries do you have on IMDb? Like, countless?
Not count, around something.
Yeah, no, it's like, okay. There are things Douglas can do that the rest of you can't do. As an example, there's something that happens when you keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it and you get better. I forbade Caleb from buying any more acting books. I forbid him reading any books on acting. The difference is Douglas and I are in competition who has the most. Douglas will bring up an obscure book about von Tonkoff, and he said, the one Andre wrote? And I said, yes, and I know Andre, and I know his book. It's like, and why do I... And so, but the thing about it is, if you look through my von Tonkoff book, you will find two highlighted paragraphs. Because in reading the whole book, two things hit me. Because I just know that I probably can pick up one or two pieces of information a year. I look at my notes from the Stanislavski Symposium I went to in Prague, and countless notes. I've used one of them. Because I know that that's the process. I know that I'm picking up, even as a teacher, by the way, I know that I act like I know it all. I have that arrogance, but the fact of the matter is I don't, and so I keep trying to figure it out. Here is the problem with all these fucking acting classes that make me nuts. They are all geared around a quick fix. They are all geared around a piece of information that has nothing to do with acting. In the last class I had last year, one of the kids had taken a casting director workshop. Thank you. And the casting director had said there were two of them doing, and he sent me the video. And it said, absolutely. Speed up. And the other one said, oh my God, yes. Speed it up. Speed it up. So now there are all these people in a workshop who think that the secret of a good audition is to speed it up. The insanity of that is beyond recognition as far as I'm concerned.
I must ask, though, you did say, do pick a choice that moves the plot along. So what's the difference?
Well, the difference is I'm not saying moving the plot along does not mean speeding up. Moving it along is making the story clear. I mean, yes, I might say pick it up, but you know I have to make it clear.
So getting back to adding to that, right? The idea that you know, going beyond believable, which is, I mean, it's interesting because you're talking about when you read something, you know, how dare you was the line, right? You know, how dare you? And all of a sudden, that's the typical, and you can make that line believable, but it is the typical way that number 1 through 9 is going to do, and then you have Nikolai come into number 10 and he rocks it because he makes a different choice. The idea of saying, being clear on what that is, but also going from, all right, so let me see what is the cliche way, and then being like, all right, so I know I want to avoid that, but I also want to make it clear and make it unique.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, make it clear, make it unique, and make it appropriate. I mean, look, if you do too much, that's the reason I had Caleb stop reading books. Because every single thing he read, he thought was acting. I mean, it was a nightmare. We didn't know each other that well. Our entire relationship started over Zoom. And it was just like, ugh. I mean, it was like suddenly, well, so-and-so says, well, Uta says there's 5 questions. Well, this one says, you know, and you just sit there and you go, you know, stop reading books. I told him if he read one more book, I'd never work with him again. And it's because there is this mentality that there is a quick fix to acting, that there is a secret that exists, and if I pick up one thing, then I can act. And I swear to you, if we look at it more like sports, the fact that I know how to do a backhand does not mean I can play tennis. You know, I know one thing. Nothing is the answer to acting. It is a creative art form. Sometimes, I was laughing about using a jigsaw puzzle as an image. You know, sometimes you're happy getting the corner piece. Sometimes it's like, if you get the middle, it's like that's what you were looking for. At the end of the day, you're still hoping to have this 1,000-piece puzzle that's, the Eiffel Tower. But, I mean, that's the point. You find this and you find that. You find that. I know it's really difficult, but, you know, so what?
It's something that I realized this week, actually. It was that I think many of us, whether it's conscious or not, we're trying to convince the audience before we've convinced ourselves. You see what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, listen, everybody's got a different problem. Everybody's got a different problem. I look at everybody's work, and I look at Jonathan, who, believe it or not, is moving slowly into something that he loves, but he overexplains. My note for Jonathan is, don't beat it to death. Now, it's like I've got it, now I'm going to keep explaining it. I'm going to keep explaining it. I'm going to keep explaining it. And so all of a sudden, what he had, he loses. Now,
I think also why I do that is because I am a teacher at a school, and so my habit in daily life is to explain things to every kid again and again. And so I think I do that in my work.
Maybe. But a lot of people do that. So what does it tell me? I have to be able to develop the ability to know when I've got it.
I also think there's a moment there, and I'm sure other people have experienced it, where not only when I got it, but when I can give over to it to have it lead me.
God, I mean, you know, talk about better than an orgasm.
You know, to have it lead me to wherever it's taking me.
Yeah.
It's so fucking hard because you're like, all right, I'm going to be consciously doing something. And then you have to pay attention to the point where you have it and then you let it take you. And you're like, then you go like that and you're whatever.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's so interesting.
Christ.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I mean, look, this is the reason I have difficulty knowing how to do something I love and something I hate. What am I trying to do? I am trying to help you connect. I am trying to help you layer in little by little what I can believe. And then as soon as I get there, I'm going to say to you, Douglas caught me. He did a really wonderful exercise in a sequence of thoughts. And then I gave him notes. And I said, well, here's the thing. And he said, what you told us is that all you wanted was a sequence of thoughts. And I said, yes, but I lied. Not only did I want...
He lies.
Oh,
he lies.
Yes. Amanda knows that. Yes. So, but
I should have listened the first time.
Yeah. No, it's just like every time there's something else. Well, yes. Okay. You did get the sequence of thoughts. You even got the build in the sequence of thought. You even got a specific relationship to each thing you talked about. I mean, I'm home free. However, at any rate, so, I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like I'm never happy. Once in a while I say really good work and people don't trust it. They think I've lost interest. I had an actress come up to me once in a play I was directing and she was just wonderful. Everything she did was wonderful. And she was upset because I wasn't ragging on her the way I was on another actress in the play. You're actors. It's like you're nuts. So listen, just a reminder, our sponsor, WeAudition.com, is a total full-service platform for actors where you can find a reader, you can put yourself on tape, you can get an acting coach. It's also really cheap. You sign up for like $10 a month. However, the good news is anybody who listens to our podcast gets a 25% discount by plugging in the code acting class. Anyway, I suggest that you try it out because it's terrific.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Douglas is right. The first thing you come up with, I have no idea why. Or if this is always true, and maybe it's not. But the first thing you come up with is a cliche. If I said to you, ladies, she's a hooker, the first thing you do is, you know, go down on one hip. If I said to you, he's in the military, guys, the first thing you do is, okay. So our first impulse is a cliche. So I have this little thing, declare a war on cliches. That may have been something I started to do when I was developing screenplays with writers. And I would send it back and I'd say, how many more? I said, I've seen it 1,000 times. How many more times do you think I need to see it? And so somebody would figure it out. I mean, it's like if you wanted boy meets girl at a bar, then I'd say, go to the bar, sit there all day, all night. And I'll go with you, but sit there all night and see something you've never seen before.
Milton?
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible, is there ever a point where you get good enough at making choices that you are making, that you get beyond
yes.
making the choice? Yes,
it is a muscle. It is a muscle. I've done it for so long. I mean, I've been teaching for 35 years. Every time an actor works, it makes me work because I have to either figure out what's working, what isn't working. I have had the luxury of making choices 8 or 10 times a day for 35 years. And so it just makes it easier. That's why I say, you know, you can do something I love, something I hate every single morning. In fact, and sometimes I think a great exercise is doing the same thing every day. And you know, and don't go to world peace and don't go to something big. Do something simple. You know, I hate dirty clothes. I love dirty clothes. Whatever it is, but something accessible. But the point is, I'm doing the same one every day because I'm trying to see if I can bring myself to life with the same thing every day. Because that's what I need to do. I need to be able to do that. Doing it once is nothing. It's being able to do it and do it and do it and do it for 21 takes or 8 shows a week. I mean, that's, you know, but again, I think it's a muscle and it's an actor's muscle and it's a muscle that we don't exercise. It's, let me see if I can. I gave you, I love, what was it? Whitewater rafting in Montana. So if I do, I would love whitewater rafting in Montana, and I know nothing about whitewater rafting or Montana, then I start looking at it. And so then I start researching it. And when I'm researching, I find things that are cool. And so I say, oh, I like that. I'll steal that. It is going to be different for me and Jonathan, who wants to live in the country, since I find the country to be God's excuse to compete with Neil Simon. I mean, they're bugs, they're bushes. I called Stella once when she was living in California for the summer, and I said, how is California? And she said, there are too many bushes. You know, this is somebody who lives in a building. I mean.
I want to ask a question because I really appreciate what you just said in that, you know, all right, in essence, it's the microcosm of what we're trying to do, acting in character, which is like, you know, I love boy water rafting in Montana. I don't know anything about boy water rafting. I don't know anything about Montana. So you just said, I look up this and I look up that, and I see some things that are really cool. Now, here's the question I have. You seeing something really cool because you're just dealing with whitewater rafting in Montana, which are, let's say we're going to lift that and that's in the script, right? You're seeing it cool. Is that the same thing as the character seeing it cool?
No, no.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the difference. So here's the thing. There is a difference between a technique exercise and doing a play. Technique exercises are there for you to sharpen tools. In other words, my ability to make choices. I have, well, God, I've got thousands of exercises, but I have an exercise for justification. 5 reasons you help someone on the street. And so it's like, I want 5 reasons because I want to force you to shop. And the first one I might say is, well, because he looked lost. And so, and then I might say, you know what, I can do better with that. So I'm going to go back to he looked lost. And I fiddle with it. And I say, well, you know, first of all, it was this sweet, sweet little guy. And he was old. And it was, I could tell by the way that he was looking at the subway sign that he had absolutely no idea what it was. He was so lost. And so I helped him. Okay, so now what I've taken is he looked lost. And I said, no, I'm going to play with that. I like he looked lost. I'm going to play with that. I'm going to keep digging. I'm going to find more detail. So, okay, this is me working on. That's the reason when you said to me, basically, I didn't know you wanted that, which was a nice way of saying that's not what you said you wanted. But I am sharpening that skill exactly the same way I go out on the court and hit a backhand. Endlessly. That when I'm playing basketball, if you all can believe that that sentence is real, but that when I'm playing basketball, I will go out for hours and dribble. I'm not in a game. I am working on a skill set. And so that's what I'm doing with acting. Now I'm in a play. And this is where I've got neurotic at Diego twice this week. The first was when he was in this part that he's totally believable, that he has a 15-year-old daughter that's been kidnapped. You can imagine this plot. You can imagine what this was. So at any rate, but okay, this is when I started getting neurotic. So Diego said, hold on a second. I was just like thinking about my nephew and I went ballistic. Because some teachers said, substitute something you know for, could have been OODA, substitute something you know that you can relate to if
as a built block to get there.
Yeah. And so that was it. And so to me, that's not only is that not acting, you will never be an actor. The second you start substituting something from your own life in order to force the round circle, the you know, into the square hole, you've given up the possibility of being an actor, and you might as well just say, okay, I'm going to be a functionary, and so if I'm what they're looking for this week, I'll get a job, but it's never going to be for my acting. So that made me neurotic. And then the second thing, something else made me neurotic. Diego drives me crazy. In fact, he said, can we speak before class? And I said, no, you're way too exhausting. If we speak before class, I won't be able to teach in class. And then, of course, Jonathan trumped him by sending me 3 exercises an hour before class. Okay, so, but this is really important. What Diego didn't hear, because every single time he hears an exercise in class, he thinks that's the essence of acting. And so he doesn't know that it's just a piece of it, is that there is a character. That's the reason I decided in March we're going to work on character. I want us to build the past of characters. I want us to really figure out how to do a character trait, what that is, because this is the important thing for us to get to. If I stupidly put together a triangle of acting that has on one side character, on one side circumstance, on the other side action, it basically comes down, there is this character. There's this dude or dudette. There is this human being. They're someplace. And the circumstance can be they're in New York in the 1950s. They're on a battleship. They're whatever it is. They're someplace. And the action is they're doing something. And what they're doing is not a plot. What they're doing is not an activity. If you say, what is she doing? She's sewing. That's not what she's doing. And that's really the difficult thing. I mean, we're doing a little by little by little. And so maybe we'll dedicate the month of June to actions, because you have to be able to say what is going on in this scene. Now, sometimes I use actions, sometimes I use the impulse, but I have to know who they are before I can figure that out.
Milton, if I could jump in really quick, and maybe this is a question for folks. I know plays are different than TV and film.
No, they're not. They're not even remotely different. You approach them exactly the same way.
Well, then my question is, and this is, you love how I know you.
What? What's the question? Get to it. You're interrupting me. What's the question?
Is there been too much work done?
No, absolutely not.
Your cerebral is too locked.
No, there's a difference between doing too much work and between that and being too cerebral. And if you have that problem, you have to work it out. That's what I stopped Caleb for. He was too much in his head. He had too much fucking technique. And so it was like getting stuck in his head. It's certainly not Bia's problem. If anything, I have a feeling with Bia. At one particular point, I might say to her, darling, settle down. Shane sent me 3 exercises. One of the problems with Shane is she got so emotionally connected, she lost control. You can't.
I thought I had control.
No, you were starting to lose it in the hospital room. Yeah.
Really? You thought so?
Yeah, it was starting. It was borderline. It was very good. It was very well selected. But it was borderline. But I mean, what it reminded me is that there's so many things that go into acting. I want you to be emotionally connected, but you can't lose control. Listen, the important question that Douglas asked, because he's always trying to nail my ass. Douglas and I are having lunch next week. I'm almost sure there should be a film crew, not since my dinner with Andre, but we're going to hash it out. I have to know how to do that. Then when I have my character do it, I know how to do it. But again, I do something I love, something I hate, because I don't want to do character, because I don't want us to have to worry about character when I'm trying to figure out how to use this tool. Try very hard to develop the ability to talk to yourself. Try to be able to just talk to yourself. Somehow or another, if we talk to somebody, we start performing. You have to really think that you're talking out what you're thinking about. Just talk out what's going on. And find different ways to do it. You know, there's no rule here. You can talk it out by being in the moment. Why not?
I Don't Need an Acting Class is conceived and hosted by Milton Justice and produced by Walker Vreeland. Music by Jeffrey Keezer. Find more info at idontneedanactingclass.com.